Crock and the Bro podcast.
Hey everybody, thanks for joining us again.
Welcome back.
Well, today I think we have a fun topic that's pretty mundane and everyday, but you know, having lived together for a while now, it all comes back to you and me and doing our chores. But yep. Before we dive into that, I want it to be known to our audience, and Pat was there as a witness. We have photographic evidence, which we will pop up here now. I completed my polar bear plunge.
Proud of you.
Can you confirm?
I will confirm on the microphone. I'll confirm on camera. Kronk did her polar plunge. It was in what? Early March or mid-March?
Damn straight. It was March... March 21st. Morning of March 21st. So, quick recap of the story. A friend of mine got married out east, and it was a beautiful venue.
Long Island East, for those of you who
know. So almost cold near Atlantic. Almost near Orient Point. It was almost the end. And it was beautiful. Long Island Sound. We were there waterfront. It was March. It was the perfect opportunity to do it, to complete my plunge before the deadline, I will add.
Before you had to do two polar plunges if you had missed your March deadline. So you snuck it in pretty quick, pretty, you know, good timing, I guess.
I did. And, you know, it was the morning after the wedding. And quite frankly, like a lot of people were talking about it, like, oh, who's that girl who jumped in the ocean at breakfast?
Yeah. So for a visual for everyone for the story, what makes it great is that all the people that were there for the weekend, you know, it's like a motel style, like row of housing.
Mm-hmm.
Every room, it was actually a pretty cool little hotel.
It was an awesome hotel.
It was all pointing at the water. So everyone has their windows open in the morning, probably looking at the water when they wake up for brunch.
Greenport.
Yep. So everyone was looking in that direction. So that's, you know.
Everybody saw.
Everyone,
like,
pretty much.
Literally everybody saw. The sister of the bride thought I was doing it for Instagram.
Which
she did not know the context.
Right, but now technically it will be on Instagram because...
I mean, it will, yes.
But that's not... It wasn't for like a photo shoot or,
it
you know,
wasn't.
anything.
It wasn't.
Know.
And we talked a big game because we talked about it the night of the wedding. And we got a couple people on board, like my college roommate, her fiancé. Like, they were going to do it. They were going to come on board
with
us.
When everyone was drinking at night, and it was hopefully going to happen that night.
Well, thank God. We talked about doing it that night.
Right.
And I'm so glad, because it was freezing. I was like, you know what? I need just, like, a little bit of sunshine. But the water was 37 degrees.
37 degrees.
The same temperature as the air, because we're talking late March, not like today. But this is the best part that I have to share with the audience.
All right, go ahead.
Because someone over here, who shall remain nameless, he had FOMO. You had polar plunge FOMO, which I think is hysterical. You won the bet. Like, you did not have to
go
in.
I forget. What was this? What episode was this?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to go back because it was at least like 5 episodes ago.
Yeah,
because we did it kind of early in winter, so I had the winter to do it, and I slid in there
right before
and
the March,
completed
the April
it.
Deadline, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, April 1st deadline, and I did it. And you went in after breakfast. So talk me through your FOMO.
So yeah, basically, this is kind of like a pride thing for me because it's a little bit of a, I will confess, it's a little bit of a pride thing. Because I always, you know, you're always like, I'm freezing. And it's only like, you know, 51 out or something.
That's true.
You know, so
that's
always a really cold one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more tolerant of cold water and colder things, between the two of us, of course.
Oh, yep.
You know, so.
No doubt about that.
Definitely a pride moment for me where I was like, damn, she did the polar plunge. And then the other, this is like the back of my mind that, you know, we always get invited to do the you know, Long Beach polar plunge. And we decline every year because it's New Year's. And we're like, all right, or whatever. But yeah, it's New Year's morning, right? When they do it
Beach? I don't know what day they normally do it. But I know that they weren't doing it this year because of COVID. Like, they'll probably resume next year. I don't know if they do it on New Year's Day.
Yeah. So
but
at
sometime
any rate,
in winter, I know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's part of it too. So, and then I had to, I couldn't let you, It is a totally stupid, chauvinistic ego thing. I will totally admit that. It's incredibly stupid.
Wow, like...
For you to be able to go in the cold water, 37-degree water, mm-hmm. and now I just sit there, I didn't do anything.
Yeah. Bragging rights. You wanted the bragging rights too, I think.
Man, did I have the... Did I bring my trunks with me?
Oh, no. You didn't. I had your jogging shorts.
Yeah, I had my comfy hotel shorts, like, you know.
Ran straight into the shower, just like I did.
Yep.
But yeah, so. That was hysterical. But we both did it. I really win here because it was my punishment, so I won. But I guess you get a couple of bonus points.
Yeah. My thing was all ego, though. It had nothing to do with the bet. It had nothing to do with winning or losing. Mm. I really lost, if you think about it.
Well, yeah, like, you won, and then you chose to torture yourself anyway. Like, that's the part that I don't understand. Like, had it been the other way around, I never would have gone in that water. I've been like, please, here's your blanket, here's your towel. That looks really cold. Like, never.
Yeah,
but
it's true.
I mean, it's a good thing because now I can say I did it. It's not the kind of thing where I necessarily need to do it every year because... freaking cold.
Yeah, no, that's 37 degrees. Even standing outside is cold, you know, because that's like, what is it? Like, snow is like,
well, 30 degrees and lower. Well, thank God for that shower right there. Like, that was the perfect circumstance to do it because the rooms were right there on the water, so you just bolted back to the room. Otherwise, you had to, like, stand on the beach with one of those, like, foil blankets. I never would have
survived. The other part of the story, too, which kind of just, like, nudged me in the direction to do it, too, was... So you did it before we went to breakfast.
We did.
You did it before breakfast. And I had talked to Big Game the night before. And, you know, like I said, our friends were like, oh, maybe I'll do it with you. Which we all knew they weren't going to do it. But...
Had we done it that night, they might have, like, gone on the bandwagon. Yeah. But we were not getting them out of bed early to go do it. That. There was no way
that's that understandable. And
they watched. They were like, good job. And listen, they took pictures.
They're normal people, so they're not nuts like we are. So it's fine. It's totally, I'm not judging them at all because it makes no sense to go to 37 degree weather unless you're like, it's your job. You're like, you know, in the Navy SEALs or something like that. Or like, you know, you're like scuba diving at a wreckage or something like that. Like, other than that, it's like, there's no reason for you to go in 37 degree water. There's no reason. But what nudged me really was that it was like, oh, Patrick, I thought you said you were going to go. And then I'm like, yeah, I did say that. And when I say something, I take pride in following through with things that I say that I'm going to do.
Right. It would have haunted you a little bit.
It would have been. And that's FOMO was part of it. And my chauvinistic ego is definitely part of it. But
I wouldn't consider you chauvinistic, though.
Yeah, but it's deeply rooted in there. Like, I couldn't let you just have, because then you would have walked out like the only badass.
Well, yeah.
So I couldn't let you be the only badass there that weekend. I had to be badass with you.
You had to get on my level.
I had to. I was like, shit. I'm like, she's gonna get me in the water. I'm gonna go in the water because they're like, oh, Pat, you're gonna do the polar plunge. I'm like, oh yeah, you know what? I'm actually glad I did it. I mean, not that I did it, but like, I'm glad I did it then too, because I took a shower after that, like a warm shower. So I was already gross. Yeah. I hadn't showered yet that morning because we just woke up and ate breakfast. So.
Right. It was. In a way, it was good we spaced them out because then, you know, I was in the shower before breakfast. Like, so the shower was open for you, right?
Yeah, and I had guaranteed warm water when I get back in the shower, which obviously, those who know me know I love.
Is a must.
I love long, not only long showers, but long I need warm showers. Water. So,
long
yeah.
showers.
So, yeah, that's kind of, you know, that's really the polar plunge story.
Yeah, well... The mission accomplished. Check it off the list. And now on to future punishments and torturing each other.
Yeah, and then and the funny thing is, I don't imagine whatever punishment we give next to each other that's like really bad, like messed up, like polar plunge messed up. I highly doubt that whatever we dish out, the other person's going to have FOMO and do it too. I highly doubt that's going
to
happen.
It's going to be really hard to top the polar plunge. Like, what? I mean, I have some ideas of things that could top the polar plunge, but I'm going to keep them to myself for now.
Oh, I could come up with some ideas for you that would make it miserable for you.
Ooh, feisty. Just cranking them out. You're ready to go, huh?
I just knew polar plunge would get you, but, you know, again,
I brought that one on myself.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, now okay, that's right. That was your doing.
That was my doing because I tried to get you in that water and it backfired on me. I got myself in the water, but it's all right.
Yeah.
I still got you in the water anyway.
Yeah, just because my ego got me in that water. It was just my ego.
All right. Well, let's transition over to our topic of the day, which is chores. So I want to hear about like the young household and like what were your chores growing up?
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, obviously those who live in like, you know, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and like New York, obviously some parts of New York State get tons of snow. The big one within my family and like where a lot of our fights started was shoveling. And who can use a snow plow?
Right. Lots of snow.
Now I had an older brother. He was I will take the blame. When I was younger, I wasn't like a very good student. I procrastinated, I did other stuff, but like I did, when my parents asked me to do something, I didn't want to piss them off. I knew to follow through because I knew like I couldn't hide from, you can't hide from your chores. Like you can slunk out of school and just be like, okay, sorry, my bad, teacher, next week, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get away with more stuff from the teacher because it's so much they can do. Can't sneak away from dad getting pissed off that the stairs weren't shoveled.
Well, and there's no hiding it. It's not like an indoor chore where it might be a little bit easier to disguise. Just I swept.
Yeah, throw all your clothes in the closet and lying about not doing your laundry. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's certain things you can cover up. I mean, that one, you know, was big, but shoveling was a big one. And it was actually funny. You probably remember the story better than me, but I started doing laundry, I think, when I was like 6-7 years old.
I love that. Go good on your mom.
So you remember this story, but what did I say it or did my brother say it? I forgot what happened.
So the story goes, the legend goes that the two of you were packing your clothes to go see your cousins, and your brother said to you, oh, I don't have any more clean socks. Give me some of your socks. And you're like, well, and then you said, well, just ask mom to wash them for you. It was like, that was like the clincher, she said, where she was like, no more.
Yeah.
And she taught you.
That's so funny.
I just because I've heard her tell the story so many times. And I think it's a great story.
It is like, a great story.
I'm totally doing this with our children.
Oh, yeah.
Like right out of the gate. She's like, you know, there were a lot of miscolored like pink shirts for a while. And, you know, but it's good because, you know, have to be independent.
If you're, I mean, you think about it too, like, obviously, like, you're not going to make a toddler do it. Of course, it's way too young. But like, you know, laundry nowadays, I mean, of course, like outside of like folding properly, which I still don't do, but I fold, you know, I do like quick folding. So it's probably not the way you should fold your clothes, but whatever. But yeah,
and the folding of the sheets.
Folding
of the sheets is tricky. The fitted sheet, I never quite got it right.
But now it's like, laundry now, it's not terrible because, which I actually started enjoying laundry because it's just like, you just throw a bunch of clothes into a machine, you throw the pot and push two buttons or turn a dial and that's it.
Right.
Laundry's not a terrible chore.
No, the worst part of laundry for me, if I'm being perfectly honest, is the putting away of the clean clothes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I know that. I'm on the front lines of that.
I know you are. Well,
that storm.
Some things never change because in college, what I used to do was I would, you know, do my clothes downstairs at the laundromat. And then, you know, I'd get through folding and they'd be in little piles. But then I would just be like, done. I'm so tired. So then I would like, I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. So then I'd crawl onto the side of the little skinny twin bed like you have in college. And I would sleep like next to my clean pile of clothes because I just didn't have it in me to put it away. And I'm still that way.
Someone forgets that they actually have a hamper and they can just throw their dirty clothes into a hamper.
No, it's not the dirty clothes. It's the putting away of the clean clothes.
Oh, that's true.
It's just the putting away of the clean clothes that I'm like, ugh.
Yikes.
I know it's like first world problems.
That's like the victory of all having clean clothes.
I know. But first of all, like I have a lot more things that are like delicate and like the nicer clothes I wash in a certain way because you just throw everything in the wash, everything in the dryer, and you're done. Like the more expensive items or certain fabrics you don't want to put in the dryer. So it's just more time consuming. And then, you know, we've been living without a washer dryer, and you know, of course, one's complaining. A lot of people
it to a local
don't
spot.
Have washer dryers, but it's just like a whole extra level of exhaustion.
See, thing I like about folding laundry too is it gives me an excuse to like actually just like watch something, put something on in the background, and like I'll put on like, you know, whatever, an episode or something on Hulu or whatever, a funny show or something, and you're just, that way it's not miserable, and then you have clean clothes and then you just put them away right away.
What
drives me crazy is like you do it and then you're just like,
oh, Mr. Laundry Perfect. You know, I'm sorry, Mr. Perfection.
I mean, you could learn a lot from me about laundry. No question. Just get, like, as soon as you get it clean, just like get in there right away. Get in there right away. Get rid of it. Out of sight, out of mind. Rather than sleeping on your clean clothes. I mean, at least it's nice and soft and warm, I guess. Well, so if it's like a blanket or a towel, that's kind
of
nice.
Of people, right? There are the people who cannot go to sleep until all those clean clothes are put away. And then there are the me's of the world who are just like, it's okay, I'll just lie
even
right
if it's
here.
Like in a basket, even if it's like, if even saw the clean, if it's okay, it's not a big deal if it's not in like your you know, your shelves or your drawers or whatever. But like if it's even in a basket or a bag of clean clothes that's pre-folded, like you could just, that's not bad, but just like having it there in the way, like you put them on your bed and you want to go to sleep in order to take a nap, it's like, you know, I don't know, I don't get it, but
so. I don't know what it is. I mean, clearly I have to try to like change my ways and like break out of the habit, because I just have to get over it and do it, like you said. And, you know, and then even like hanging the clean stuff back on the hangers, like, oh my God, forget it. Can't all be done in one day. I mustered up enough energy to wash the shit and to have it clean for the week, and then I'm done. I don't want to do the extra step. I'm done.
It's so funny because you are such a phenomenal cook, and you have so many steps and so many long projects of cooking. You do all these ridiculous things and you add all these things, and like, you know, it's like, it's, you do so much for cooking. That's, I love, it's so funny that it's just contrast in terms of laundry. You think there's so many, I think cooking is way more complex.
No way.
Than laundry.
No way.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
You think laundry is more complex than cooking?
It's not complex in the same way, but it takes way more time.
No.
Okay, but depending on the item you're cooking, right? Yeah. Like there's a big range.
It's funny. Also, this is hilarious.
Cooking is a, I'm very passionate about cooking. It's a really fun hobby of mine. I also like that, like, on the other side, you have something delicious to eat, right? Or you're sharing it with friends
or family.
I'm
not going to argue that. I love delicious stuff, of course. But it's like you're cracking eggs. You're measuring this stuff. Like,
oh, eggs.
You're like, you know, you're chopping up like four different types of vegetables and throwing it in. Like, that's
I know. I don't know. It's a total mental block. Like,
You need a new setup. Anyways, this is we are torturing you guys talking about folding clothes.
Well, when I was growing up, because we had the dog, and so a lot of my chores revolved around the dog. And the thing to this day, talk about like not being able to break out of old habits, like I like gag a little bit every time I pick up dog poop. Like, honestly, it is a big...
It does sound awful.
Especially, oh my God, like, hot turd and then, like, the scent wafts up.
Oof.
It's just...
Fresh,
the
steamy.
The smell gets...
It's disgusting.
In the face. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than it. I don't know. That's why when we talk about dogs, I always come back to the size of the turd, because my little Bichon, 10 pounds, could make me almost like keel over because that turd smelled so bad. Like, imagine what a big, hot, flaming Great Dane turd is going to smell like. Oh my God, I can't even.
I mean, I guess my point is, if you're going to do the dog, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be gross either way. But yeah, if it's a gigantic
but it's
cloud,
way
yeah,
more.
That's a chore.
And even to this day, like, I'll dog sit for my mom, and I really do the, you know, I turn away.
Yeah, you just gotta
hold my
breath. Pinch it to say you're going underwater. You just gotta like cover your mouth, hold your nose, and then go down and grab it. You know, that's what you gotta do. I've never done the dog.
You never picked up dog poop?
No.
Oh my God.
My streak is still alive.
Are you for real?
Yes, I'm for real. I've never changed a diaper.
get
out.
Oh,
I shouldn't have confessed that.
Oh, you should not have confessed that. Take it off the video. Days are done. Because well, when we have kids, soon. You will be changing a lot of diapers.
I'm saving it for when we have kids. But I still have a record of no change diapers.
Never changed a diaper.
Because I'm slick like that. I just avoid it.
You pass the smelly kid to your cousins?
Well, I mean, it's not my kid. Like, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, but I've changed so many diapers of family members. This bullshit. This is some patriarchal bullshit, okay?
Never changed a diaper yet. Never picked up
bullshit.
Dog poo.
That's bullshit. I'm calling bullshit on that.
Well, the streaks are still alive, and of course, I acknowledge that my streak will end. My streak will end when the baby, when the first baby arrives.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I won't change diapers. I will definitely change diapers. But I am waiting until it's my kid. That's my rule. Now, if I'm paying someone to watch my kid, that's part of the job description. If you're babysitting and my little guy or little girl decides to fill it up, then you got to swap it out. That's
oh
it.
Oh my God.
And then that's what you, this is why babysitting.
You're not going to avoid changing your own kid's diapers.
Of course not. Like that's when my streak will break for sure.
My aunt always tells the story that like her husband never changed a diaper like their whole life, and then
now she
looks at her kids and their husbands, and those dads are all changing diapers. And my dad, he was a boomer dad, but he changed diapers. He was very much like even the playing field.
I acknowledge I will not escape changing diapers. I will.
Yeah,
my
you
kids,
best better not because no. That ain't gonna fly.
And my other record is not picking up after dogs.
Damn,
it's another good record
dogs
of mine.
And humans. You're getting off so freaking easy.
Not till they're my own.
Wow.
Unless I'm being paid.
In a rude awakening if we get a dog and then if we have a baby. Like, you're going to be smothered in poop. Not, like, literally.
Way to sell it. Way to sell it. Jesus. I'll have. Well, thank God for this COVID era, because I'll have plenty of masks to put on now.
Maybe that's the solution to that.
Yeah.
Just wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And if I pick up the turds.
And if we happen to get a St. Bernard or Great Dane, I'll put an oxygen mask on or something, you know? Because that's going to be a while.
I'm not saying yes to anything until I see the size of the turd before we get one. I don't know.
No, I mean, St. Bernards and Great Danes are probably bigger than humans. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they're
average.
I mean, they have to be, because if the
dog ends up being like 300 pounds, like the turd... I don't even know like what that looks like, but I can like picture it and
We've gone right back into the dog turds again.
Well, I want to grill you about our household chores.
Oh, I knew this was gonna happen.
Yeah, right, I mean, yep. You knew right, we were
we
getting there,
right?
Right? Like, we're gonna start with the.
Go ahead and do it.
I think you know what I'm gonna say, but okay, I want to know why you don't ever want to make the bed.
Because it's a waste of time.
Oh my God. No, it's not.
It's such a waste of time because
it's not. It makes it look nice. Clean, fresh, everything's organized.
It looks nice. It looks nice. And then you know, you don't, the thing is, you don't go back in the room. You don't, most of the time, you wake up during the day. You don't go back in the bedroom until you sleep again. And then what happens? You get right back in the bed. And the first thing you do is you grab a sheet and immediately, however nicely you folded it, like Mary Poppins, you know, putting everything tucked in the corner and folding the little thing over the comforter or whatever, right? It's all ruined. It all gets ruined instantly.
It's not ruined. Listen, you have everything like cockeyed and, you know, out of
it's
whack.
It's great. It's
because you
great.
Do all this crazy shit with the pillows and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I move a lot when I sleep. I
and
acknowledge.
Then we all, you know, we hit, our bed's too small, so we kick the sheets around. And it's all like in a clump.
Most of the time when we're in the bed, it's a mess. There's pillows here.
Exactly.
I'm diagonal.
So if it's
the
a
sheets
mess,
are there.
If it's a mess, then you organize it. You like smooth everything out so it looks nice and inviting to get back in it.
Yeah,
there is
and then within
Pat,
5 minutes,
there is
it's
psychology behind this.
Psychology?
Yes, there's psychology behind the benefits of making your bed because it is. It's like a clean slate, and it's more inviting to get back in it. Like I was saying, and I'm going to send you those effing articles, okay?
I'm sure, and guess what? I'm sure on the internet world somewhere on this internet, okay, there's an article about putting your clean clothes away and the mental satisfaction of putting your socks and your underwear and your pants into a drawer and not leaving clean stuff everywhere. I'm sure that is just as equally satisfying as making a bed, leaving it for 12 hours, and then coming back, and then within 5 minutes, you just ruin the sheets and pillows again.
I know, but you're getting out of the thing that could literally take the least amount of time. Like, how long does it take to make a bed? It could take under a minute. 30 seconds if you're good. Like, yeah. You're complaining about something that's so tiny. It's such a tiny piece of your day. And it could just be done.
Yeah. In the mornings, though, you're focused on different stuff. I'm focused on, A, checking how gross my breath is to brush my teeth.
Okay.
But... B, how gross I am overall, sweaty or you know, whatever, to go take a shower. You know what I mean? Making my putting the sheets back in the corners all nice and neat is, like, oh, way at the bottom of my morning routine. It's way at the bottom.
Well, I think it needs to move up on the morning routine. I think it should. I really do.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, it does. It isn't a strenuous thing. You are right. I will acknowledge you're right. It's very simple.
Very simple.
It's very simple. As is opening a drawer and just dropping socks in.
So is that your thing for me that I do?
Yeah, just not have, because then you think about it too. It's almost ruining your clean clothes because if you leave them all over the place and they're on the floor, not in a hamper, not in any sort of basket.
They're in the hamper. They become
dirty again.
Your clothes are on the floor getting dusty. Don't paint the wrong picture. They're in the hamper.
All right. But I'm just saying.
They're in the hamper clean and folded. And they just haven't made... What, you don't do the thing where you go into the clean hamper and dig out the thing you need and then... Over the course of the week, you just dig out the different things you need.
No, I don't do that. Isn't that crazy?
Why?
What a crazy concept. I actually go, when I need something, I go into that specific drawer and pull it out.
Oh, Mr. Perfect. Oh, my. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Mr. Make the bed. Make the bed versus having clothes access. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
I'm telling you. Well... It'll be a lot harder for me to get over my thing, but you making the bed is so simple.
Yeah, well, you got a long road compared to my road.
Exactly. So you could, you know, because you're competitive, so you could get ahead so quickly being like, well, now I make the bed. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, but that's even if I make the bed, it's still, you're still, I got to see it to believe it with you.
All right. Well, how about this? If I work on putting my clean clothes away in a more efficient manner, will you make the bed?
Well, actually, you know what? Our last segment today, I think that's what we have to wager it on, because you always want steaks. You're always complaining about not putting steaks on stuff.
Okay, what are the steaks then?
For the last game. Well, we can save it for the last game, but I guess we can figure out the challenge, and then like we can have a stipulation if we don't meet that particular challenge.
Okay. Well... Let's go. Let's roll into our game then.
You gonna roll into our game?
Yeah. So today we are reviving our true crime detective game.
Yeah. This is I love this game.
I know.
It's so great because
that's a great game.
Now again, we're basing these true crimes off of the internet. So internet wise, they're true, but we usually find like legit names and places and years and locations. So if people want to fact check these true crimes, I think they're actually legit.
I mean, you know,
gold.
We find what we find based on what the internet provides us with, and you know, we can't confirm or deny it. It's just what we're just the articles we found.
It's true on the internet, so it's that true. Way it's a true crime true. For us. It's internet true, and so it's really great. I found a great one to prepare for this segment for True Crime Detective.
Oh man, I have love a pretty good so one much. Too.
You got a good one too.
Yeah, so. Real quick, we'll have four options. One of them is true. Three of them are false. So now, based on what you were saying before,
so what are
we wagering here?
Okay, so the other thing is we have to kind of frame it around which chore we're doing. Spoiler alert. I'm gonna guess that you're gonna wager me making the bed every day.
You better believe it. And
we're gonna do
because
a trial period.
It's so small. Like, the amount of time to make the bed and whatever you're going to wager me. So, we have to base this on the number of hours/minutes the task takes to complete.
Now, right, so chances we have
making the bed.
Let's assume
in my
that,
corner.
Let's assume that we're gonna fail, right?
Right. So what's in your corner? What are you gonna throw back at me?
My challenge to you will be storing clothes away so they're not visible.
Like right after we do the laundry, I do the laundry.
Clean clothes.
I put them away.
Clothes in general. Dirty clothes got to be in a hamper.
Dirty clothes are in the hamper. Stop that.
Well, excuse me. Uh-huh. You know how many stray socks I find? I never match my socks.
That's a whole
nother
episode. It's overrated.
I love this. That's a whole nother episode is her not matching her socks. We'll talk about that later. But I do find stray socks, okay? So my challenge to you is clean clothes, dirty clothes, okay?
Okay, but a stray sock here and there. Everybody has a stray sock. It falls out of your freaking
gym bag.
That's amazing.
Hold it. Freeze it. That's amazing. Everyone's got a stray sock here and there.
Everybody. I mean,
their socks.
Under the bed, we unearthed a whole bunch of stray socks under there.
Yours.
Yeah, I know.
one's teal, and the other one's like orange and purple. And you wore them at the same time because you don't match your socks, as you admit. Mm-hmm. So that's my challenge to you. Now, I'm going to base this off of what you relate to me, right? So we're going to have to do, let's do a 2-week period.
Okay.
Okay. Let's hold ourselves to a 2-week period.
Okay. I think that's great. So the
we're not going to bore the audience with us tracking for 2 weeks, but if we don't meet it, then on our own, like, we each have to, you know, treat each other to some type of dinner if we don't meet it.
No, I think the stakes are you have to make the bed for 2 weeks, and I have to put my clothes away every day for 2 weeks, no matter.
No visible clothes.
Or stray socks from the gym bag, the whole thing.
It's got to be no visible clothes in the bedroom.
Okay.
And I have to make the bed.
You have to make
the
bed.
In the morning.
Every morning.
Okay.
Deal? All
right. Deal.
All right, we're shaking on it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, what do you got for me?
So you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. So, speaking of, I know I dropped Mary Poppins today. This is England Mary Poppins stuff. I don't know. Maybe this guy, you know, whatever. But so, this is a true story in England in 2014. Burglar shows up. Now, this isn't even part of the story. Mm-hmm. But this is he was discovered. This is how he got caught. Fell asleep in the apartment.
Oh, geez.
Right? So you fall asleep in the apartment.
Oh, my God.
So, and that's not even the funny part of the story, because that's just like, dude, what are you thinking? But, this guy got comfortable here, and you're going to learn why in a minute. So, there are A, B, C, and D. Mm-hmm. So this burglar went into the house, right? And, you know, obviously trespassed. Did he, A, clean the dishes? Did he do the dishes, A? Did he B, groom the owner, the homeowner's dog?
Oh my God!
Did he C, wash his underwear?
Ew.
Or was it D, both A and C?
Oh man.
Okay, so let me just refresh.
No, I know what I'm gonna pick.
You know what you're gonna pick?
Oh, 100%. Is it D?
Correct.
I got it right. Good job.
You got it right. Okay.
I knew it because it was so weird that it had to be both. Because it's a dead giveaway.
I shouldn't have put A and C. I should have had a fourth one. It was just such a cool story, but
that's hysterical.
I was hoping I was going to bait you in with grooming. Imagine that, though. I mean, obviously, that's the made up one. Imagine like if you come home and someone burglarized your house, but they groom your dog.
Oh my God!
But well, I was hoping you'd bite on that one.
Like, why would you wash the dishes? That's
some
like a dead giveaway.
I mean, someone who's going to burglarize the house. Obviously, there's something weird about them. But this is my making fun of English people and that Mary Poppins pedigree and being, you know, prim and proper or whatever. I don't know what it is. This guy felt compelled to do random people's dishes that he just was in this house for. I don't know. He's in the house. Now, again, apparently the story goes these people are on holiday. He washes underwear. Now, this guy also bought groceries, but obviously I think he bought them for himself, but he bought himself groceries.
So he's like chilling in the house for like a little bit.
The thing is, like they said, like he did their dishes. He was probably in there for a couple of days. It sounded like they said he bought groceries, cleaned his underwear, washed his underwear, and obviously like did the dishes. So he might have been like cooking and eating there for a couple of days, living
right, there. Right, because I guess if he assumed that they were out of town for the holidays, like, are on vacation or something.
That's like, exactly. He's like, that's exactly what it was. They were on they were on holiday, and he they were on vacation, and it was just it's so crazy.
Oh my god!
And he got caught because he fell asleep. He was asleep on the couch. He got him. He made him. Obviously, he did the dishes. Most
with
burglars,
his underwear hanging above the clean dish rack.
It's just funny because you ever. What's that show on where they have like? Oh no, the guy does like security for people's houses, and they do like a mock robbery. I loved that show growing up. What the heck is it called? Oh, it's gonna drive me crazy. But anyways, they send a burglar to your house. And a real burglar to your house, and would just get robbed, and they'd be like, "This is why you gotta have security, because they take like all your good stuff, and then like the robbers come and they like break all your stuff, because that's what burglars do. They just rough stuff up.
Yeah, so
it's like
so you wanna,
the
like,
complete opposite. Imagine
home.
Like if your house is a mess, and you come back and someone stole your stuff, but they like cleaned your house. It's so random.
I'll clean up after myself here.
It's like criminal etiquette, I guess. I don't know what you call that.
Wow.
But that's England, like the Mary Poppins brainwashing, like cleaning stuff. And
that's hysterical.
I don't know. But yeah, this happened in 2014. This is like...
so funny.
This is not some like random thing like way back. This is like pretty recent.
No, recent. Yeah.
Guy went to jail for it.
A little bit too comfortable.
It's so crazy. Did the dishes and me wash his underwear, I guess, if you don't have a lawn.
That's
if you don't have a...
That's weird. That's a dead giveaway.
And he must have been there for days because, like I said, he bought groceries. But yeah, so that's my true crime. Damn, I should have got a different one for D. That kind of a giveaway. I was hoping you'd get baited by the dog.
No.
And I was hoping for reverse psychology on D.
Nope.
Damn.
I got it. I sniffed you out.
Good. Well done, Kronk. Damn.
All right. You ready?
Go ahead. Lay it on me.
So, a South Carolina woman was trying to avoid violating her DUI. So, what was she driving down the road in? Was it A, skateboard? Was it B, a Power Wheels truck? Was it C, a scooter? Or was it D, an inflatable donut pool float?
Holy shit. Okay. Let's unpack this a little bit here. Damn. All right. So a scooter and a skateboard, it doesn't really make it an interesting story. So I have to eliminate those two. Those I have to eliminate. Inflatable donut. And what was the other one?
Power Wheels truck.
A Power Wheels truck. Inflatable donut. How the hell would you do an inflatable donut? I'm going to have to go with the Power Wheels truck.
Shit.
Yeah, I saved. Well, actually, I didn't really save myself, but basically, since we tied, we both have to do our punishment.
I think so.
That's the only way.
The only fair thing.
That's the only fair way.
But how funny is that? Like one of those little trucks for kids.
I know. Well, they got nice ones now. They got like the navigators and like the Bentley. Like they got some sick ones now.
Mercedes Benz.
They have like little like mini like Land Rovers.
I know.
They're
awesome.
But
isn't it hysterical? Can you imagine like a grown woman like driving down the street in this like little battery powered kid's car?
That's hysterical. That's the kind of person that would do that, I guess.
Yeah.
You're like desperate.
Right, but you go like 2 miles an hour because
yeah,
it's made for kids.
Yeah, and your battery's
going
to die. You're going to have to carry it
on the way
back. You're
not going to make it far. And so just walk.
So funny. What she should have done is walked the thing there. And then after the bar, she doesn't want to drive back. She can use the battery power because there's no way that thing was going to go round trip.
No,
wherever
I mean,
she was
this
going.
Is South Carolina, right? Like
it's
where
pretty
on
spread
earth
out.
Is she going? Like
yeah.
I'm sure there's cities, but yeah.
And
oh,
a Power Wheels, that's hysterical. So, like, what happened with the story? Like, a cop pulled her over in a Power Wheels truck?
Yeah, and it was so random. She was also saying, like, oh, this is how my father got known as a wrestler, so I want to break into wrestling, too. It was like, she was trying to get her 5 minutes of fame out of it, I think, too.
Huh.
Like, I think she wanted it to be an obscure story.
Yeah,
because she wanted to
get some attention,
get her name out there, and get some attention for herself too.
So I mean, I imagine a woman professional wrestler in a Hot Wheel, like
in a Power Wheels
power
truck
wheels.
For kids.
Damn, now I want a Power Wheels truck, but it's so stupid.
I always wanted one of those. Did you have one?
No,
Yeah.
I think I probably would have gotten bored with it after a while, because eventually it's like it's not moving fast. And I was a maniac.
They're very expensive too. I mean, they're cool, but they're also dangerous, right? You know, in a way.
And if you're going in the street.
I think my parents were approaching it more from like a danger perspective, because if you do go too fast, you can like topple over.
And yeah.
I grew up in like an urban neighborhood, so it really wasn't the right fit for my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Wow. So we both have to do it for 2 weeks.
2 weeks we're going to track it, and then, you know, I think we'll assess how well we do with it. But
okay.
For 2 weeks.
So you're on. Stupid. Starting making tomorrow. The bed.
Oh, you're screwed.
You're screwed.
Mine's so much easier. Oh, mine is so much easier.
Out of here.
You're not gonna. You can't hack it. You're not going to hack it 2 weeks.
Excuse me.
You're done, Kronk. You're done.
No. Don't give me that negativity, okay? I got this.
You know what, Sarah? You're going to do great. You're going to be so neat. You're going to have all your socks organized. You're going to have all your clothes away. And I believe in you. You're going to do so great. I trust it. I don't even know why I doubt you. Why do I even doubt you?
Yeah, and I don't know why I would ever believe that you would start making the bed now after 7 years together when you never do it.
I'll suck it up for 2 weeks because I'm a man of my word.
And then just maybe like the polar plunge. Just see how wonderful it is, and then you'll continue to do it. That'll be even better.
I hope I have the same effect on you in terms of not having clothes everywhere, decorated all over. I guess if you're, that's what you're going for, like a clothes everywhere, you know, motif. Is that what it's called?
In the hamper, okay.
In the hamper and in the bureaus, yeah, in the drawers. Good. Well, look at that. We solved problems today. We solved some problems today.
Yeah, two challenges. Dual challenge.
And we made chores, made it somewhat interesting a little bit.
That's okay. It all comes back together.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
And thanks for tuning in again. We'll see you next time.
Take care.
Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.